Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Juan. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with London, Ontario's APOL. Eclectic Techno is the theme of the night, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. Tiger Blind serves up some classic rave sounds. This is Vitamin E.
Been a while since it felt like
okay, a great track of the week there. English duo Tiger Blind serve up the Vitamin E. That is out now on Dynamic and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. London's APOL is brewing up a unique brand of eclectic underground techno, and I was fortunate to be able to interview him a few weeks back to discuss breaking through, keeping it unique, and his future plans. The lead track here is titled 5G. Full track list and a selection of APOL web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's socials.
Thank you.
This is DJ Waugh speaking to London, Ontario's A. Paul. Originally from Holland, his body of work spans the past 5 years with productions showcasing underground techno through and through. With releases on his own Furnace Room Records and Tronic, he's clearly making his mark on the scene. Recent releases of note are his album Homogeny, which dropped in late February. In addition to that, Christian Smith has remixed one of the album tracks, LCD, and that is out now on Tronic. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is A. Paul. Kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved and shifted over time?
And I would say that, you know, my sound nominally falls within the techno genre, and genre is always kind of fun to figure out, what is it exactly? And I'm more focused, I guess, on, you know, artistic outputs rather than trying to create something that matches a particular sound. So I guess, I would describe my sound as techno. I've been in the space for the last 5 years, releasing just a little less than 3 years. So, you know, I would say that, you know, the techno piece is evolving. There are elements of industrial music in there just due to some of my influences. I'm finding also that I'm starting to incorporate some synthwave into it, and also indie dance, which, you know, as you'll know, is this big umbrella of sort of, well, if we don't know what to call it, we'll call it indie dance. You know, maybe call it sort of some new disco elements. So I would say at its, you know, basic structure, the tracks are very much techno, but I would say they're not conventional techno, and they have elements and different things. I mean, like I said, I came in, so I've come into this later in life. So I started writing when I was 55. So I have a lot of stuff that I can pull from and do pull from in terms of musical influences, and those influences work their way into my music. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's look back in time here at the dawn of you discovering this music. Can you think of a handful of tracks that really opened your eyes to it, and what were they?
I had a radio show a very long time ago at the University of Guelph when I was doing my master's back in the early 90s, and discovered a Vancouver-based band, now since retired, Skinny Puppy. And, you know, they're not a techno band, they're an industrial band. But to me, industrial was always kind of metal with a dance undercurrent. And I always really loved that music and that sort of ability to create this heavy music, you know, that was danceable. And other sort of early influences, you know, would be Frontline Assembly, also with some Vancouver roots to it. Over the years, in terms of electronic music, I mean, I've also liked bands like KMFDM, again, also not electronic music per se, but this incorporation of sort of industrial vibes and dance vibes. And I think my music is probably more dance vibes with a bit of industrial in it. I sort of kind of flipped it around. Other bands that I've really liked over the years that have had a big influence include bands like the KLF. They had some sort of ambient, they had a chill out album that they put out, I think in 1990, but it was just 45 minutes of basically ambient electronic music with train sounds and other sort of found sounds that they had. And I love that. And I also really like the band The Orb, based out of the UK. Again, long time sort of ambient sort of purveyors. I just love what they do. They tell really good stories. And so listen to their music end to end. You know, I guess I really, you know, harken back to my youth, you know, when I was younger. And, you know, I think we're very musically formative, you know, when it's young, when we're discovering the world and the things around us. Music has such an indelible imprint, you know, when we live through those times, that they really stick with you, you know, for a very long time. And so, you know, when I sit down to write, I do try to write modern dance track or modern music, but those are kind of the influence. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's take a look at production here. When you are making tracks, which DAW are you working with and why?
I work with Ableton, and I wouldn't say I went through a big, you know, which DAW should I use? I think I asked some of my musician friends, and they all said Ableton. Obviously, there's choices. I mean, I work with other people now that I've been added a bit that use Logic. I guess some people still use Pro Tools, but I just use Ableton. It seems to be kind of the go-to DAW in the music that I work with, and pretty significant learning curve still ongoing in terms of how to use that DAW as effectively as you can. But that's the tool that I'm, or the DAW that I'm most comfortable using and have been using since day one.
This is Naz.
This is Dave from Yoluka.
This is Sam Wolf.
Hi, this is Glenn Morrison.
Hey, this is Steve from Fort Knox 5, and you're listening to DJ Wah on Techno Progresso.
Okay, let's talk inspiration here. Do you generally bring ideas to your workstation and produce that way? Or do you play around with your computer and see what results?
I mean, I've released, I think, like 56 tracks or something in 3 years. Now that includes remixes. So I'm pretty much writing stuff all the time. And I find for me, that's a way for me to, I consider this a craft for me to learn as much as I can about that craft and sort of that whole sort of practice makes perfect kind of approach to things. So I have different ways of approaching it. I mean, sometimes it'll be just as simple as like, and you know, writing music brings me an incredible amount of joy. So if I feel like I need some joy or a break from whatever else that I happen to be doing that day, you know, sometimes I'll just start noodling around on Ableton and start pulling in different sounds and kind of see what happens. Sometimes I keep working on that. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I will have song concepts and ideas in my head. A lot of my tracks have vocal samples of various people, mostly politicians, kind of saying things. Some of my tracks have my own sort of vocals or speaking spoken word kind of things in there. So the whole vocal, the vocalization part is an important part. So a lot of my ideas might start with, I want to write something about COVID, or I want to write something about, you know, whatever sort of political issue of the day. And so that'll be the idea of theme and the story that I want to tell. And then I kind of just go to work in my DAW.
Okay, your Furnace Room Records looks to be about 3 years old now. What is the musical policy for the label, and how is everything going running that for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I pulled that together. So Furnace Room Records, I pulled together at the same time that I started releasing music. So I have a team that I work with. One of the guys is a fellow named Abe Duque, who's been at it for 30 plus years. He's my executive producer. I've been producing for 5 years, but only releasing for three. So I spent a couple of years just actually learning things. You're ready to kind of release things, but it becomes a bit of a chicken and an egg thing, right? You know, the advice that was given to me was, well, why don't you set up your own label? And it's really not that difficult to do. It's just a simple sort of business structure. So I've set that up primarily to release my own music. So it just gives me freedom to kind of release, and I guess ultimately own everything that I'm releasing. And it saves me, you know, a considerable amount of time chasing labels to convince them to put my tracks on their labels. Furnace Room Records is really my vehicle for releasing my music. And again, it's hard to call it hard to give it a real name, but maybe it's left field techno, or there's some experimentation for sure. But something along that line would be, you know, the types of artists that I might envision adding to that label in the future.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the A-Paul interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with one called Truth On. Full track list and a selection of A-Paul web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's socials. Part 2 kicks off with Distorted Information. Okay, let's talk all things DJing here. When you are doing a set, how do you approach programming that? What is your preferred DJ setup? And what makes your set stand out?
I have more experience as a producer than a DJ, but I've been working really hard for the last 2 or 3 years on the DJing bit. In terms of the set, I download music every month from Beatport, and that's where I get a lot of my tracks. You know, then I listen to all of those. I work in Record Box and I set up markers on my track for when I think it would be good to start the track, when I might want to pull in the bass, and, you know, when I might want to pull out of that track. So I pull all that together, put all the music into a folder, and practice quite a bit with them to kind of get, you know, some sort of sense of what kind of order I might want to play tracks in. If I'm doing a live DJ set, you know, in a club or something like that, then there's some more freedom. If I'm doing a recorded DJ set for, you know, like the one I did for Christian Smith on Tronic Music, there I'm just like, I pick the tracks that I think work really well together, practice it a whole bunch of times, and then I do play it out live in my home studio here, and I record it, and I'll probably record it 5 or 10 times until I'm happy with the full hour that I've put out, and so I'm delivering something that's going to sound good on a podcast or wherever it ends up going in the club. You know, like, again, a bit more flexibility. I am still a bit green, so it's like, I just want to make sure that whatever I do sounds good. So I would say I'm a competent DJ working on becoming a much better DJ.
Okay, this might be a bit of a tough one. You mentioned earlier on that you have produced probably 60 tracks over the last 5 years. Of that body of work, can you think of which tracks are your absolute standouts and what makes them so special?
I really spend a lot of time tracking what's going on with my music. I mean, I do spend a lot of time on Spotify, and I know some artists hate Spotify, and, you know, I get it. But for me, coming into this 5 years ago, Spotify, you know, offers it pretty much anybody an opportunity to release their their music. They have fantastic, you know, statistics. I can see every 24 hours what's going on with my music. I also use Apple Music quite a bit to track things, particularly Shazams, which in my mind sort of works over to kind of clubs or people listening to podcasts and Shazamming music. First track that did really well was one called Annul. And it's on the Fought in One album. It's my first album, and it was remixed by Scotland's Neil Landstrom. And he just did a fantastic job and did a fantastic sort of audience. And so that track has done fairly well. I've also worked with a Berlin band called Dina Summer. They're a bit more in the synth wavy part, but they've written some stuff that I really liked. And so they did a remix for a track called Tight Dope for me that did fairly well. In terms of my own track, the track Strays, also on the Fought in One album, which was released in December 2023. So now I had a year and change to kind of see the light of day, but it did surprisingly well. And I was super happy when at least some of my own tracks started performing well, and as well, if not better than the remixes. So that one done really well, and I'm quite happy with it.
I'm 6 inch and I'm going to make you twitch.
Okay, and then looking into that crystal ball here, where do you want to continue taking this as you go forward in production and DJing? What's your vision for the future?
I've got a pretty good plan. Yeah, I'm going to Winter Music Conference in Miami, 26th to 28th of March. That, for me, is a great place just to meet people. I go to Amsterdam Dance Event every year, too, and I go to Movement in Detroit. I go to a few places where my peers go to. You know, I'm working with somebody from Beverly Hills on doing vocals for me. Her name is Katrina Wolverton. So I will meet with her actually at that conference, and, you know, we'll kind of go over our track together. She just sent me the vocals. So, and that's kind of what happens at these conferences. You know, you go to some sessions, you meet people, and you build your network. In terms of production, I would suggest that I'm in the midst of a 5-album cycle. So I've just released my second album, Homogeny, on the 28th of February. I already have all the tracks pulled together for my third album, which I'm going to release in 2026. Pretty much all mastered, actually. So they're all pretty much ready. I might tweak what actually goes in there, but I'm in pretty steady production mode. And like I said, pretty much working on a track all the time. To put out 5 albums. I haven't figured out exactly the years, but, you know, it'll be an album a year. So got another 3 years of album releases to work on. So that's what's happening in production. My longer term goal is people will want to listen to A-Paul because A-Paul, you know, produced this thing, not because it's somebody else's remix. And in terms of the performance side, it's sort of a two-sided thing. So we talked a little bit about DJing already, and I'm working pretty hard at becoming proficient at that. And I played some really interesting, had some great opportunities. I opened up for Hiroko Yamamura and John Aquaviva last September in London, Ontario. So that was pretty cool. I mean, they're totally awesome and really good at what they do. I've played some gigs in London, UK. I played during Amsterdam Dance Event the last couple of years. So I'm getting some interesting gigs and places to play in, and I'd like to continue doing that. I mean, that's really about getting out there. People put a face to a name, but ultimately I think I'm more interested in playing my own music. So the other thing that I'm working on are live sets. So I have a controller, like it's a MIDI controller, APC 40, that links in very tightly with Ableton, and I've been creating live sets. And so I'm going on tour in the UK 2 weeks in May, opening for another fellow producer, Ross Harper, who produces mostly techno, but also some ambient electronic or a little bit more down-tempo. So the two of us are going to tour the UK. We're super excited about that and been working really hard at pulling together that. And I would say pulling together a package of music, of your own music, is as hard, if not more challenging than DJing, because what you want to do a little bit is reinterpret what you've done. So you're not just DJing your own music, but you're adding something new and fresh and something that might change a little bit every evening when you're playing. Ultimately, my goal for both of those performance things is to introduce myself to an audience and also introduce my music to the broadest audience I can possibly find.
Flipside.
Hey, this is Quiver.
Hey, this is Giuseppe Taviani.
Hey, this is DJ Heather from Chicago.
Hey, this is Will Sparks.
This is DLMT, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Oh, yeah. And acid. For all.
Oh,
Okay, and then wrapping up here, is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
So the album was released the 28th of February. I have individual singles being released every month between now and September. I mean, I had some released prior to the album release. So I have a release typically the last Friday of each month. Each of them have the single, but also a remix version of the track and often a shorter version as well. So that's happening. So, and then for the rest, I guess, stay tuned. You know, my goal is to release something on a monthly basis. So there'll be lots of stuff coming down the pipe from APOL.
Okay, this has been APOL. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's socials. Remember to check out his latest album, Homogeny, out now everywhere you buy your tracks. Thank you very much for doing this.
stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to A-Paul for agreeing to interview. That segment wrapped up with Christian Smith's remix of his track LCD. He also featured the track in his mix on Christian Smith's Tronic podcast back on February 25th. Full track list and a selection of A-Paul web links can be found at Techno Progressivo socials. This is unique underground techno, and I would encourage you to head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Addict Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. At A-Paul's recommendation, let's check out some classic Orb, jumping back 34 years in time to 1991. From their first release, Adventures Beyond the Ultra World, all tracks on the album are great. This is my personal favorite, a great example of the sound of the day. This is Little Fluffy Clouds. Enjoy it, and I will see you back here next time.
Always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and